This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Calgary, Canada to take part in the G7 summit late evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he will be meeting various leaders at the summit and will share his thoughts on important global issues. The Prime Minister added that during the summit, he will also be emphasizing the priorities of the Global South. This would be his sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. He will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum-related issues. Amid rising tensions in the Middle East, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the escalating tension between Israel and Iran. Leaders of the G7 have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. In a joint statement, the G7 emphasized the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions. The group also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders maintained their long-standing position that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. In view of the ongoing developments in Iran and Israel, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has set up a 24/7 control room to monitor the situation and assist Indian nationals. The MEA has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers 9111-2301-2113, 9111-2301-4104 and 9111-2301-7905. A dedicated WhatsApp number 9199682-91988 has also been made available, along with an email contact at situationroom@mea.gov.in. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran amid rising tensions between Iran and Israel. U.S. President, however, did not elaborate. Nearly 10 million people live in the Iranian capital. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. A White House official said President Trump's call for Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran highlights the urgent need for Iran to enter diplomatic talks. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution declaring December 4 every year as the International Day Against Unilateral Coercive Measures. The resolution passed with 116 votes in favor, 51 against, and 6 abstentions. Countries from the Global North, including the EU, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the United States, voted against it. World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is being observed today globally. The theme for this year is Restore the Land, Unlock the Opportunities, which shines a light on how restoring nature's foundation land can create jobs, boost food and water security, support climate action, and build economic resilience. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Konkan and Goa till Thursday. Parts of Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Maharashtra, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy to very heavy rain during the next 2 to 3 days. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, the Indian women's team will play against Argentina at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London today and tomorrow. After a narrow defeat against Australia, the women in blue are set to give their all against world number 2 Argentina in their upcoming matches against Argentina. And that is the end of this news bulletin.